Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting with our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter? Only on Fox 103.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to be in Launce with Jason Steele Thursday night. And Steve is the man who put that together. Steve from Indian Country Sports in downtown Launce. And well, we talked about the salmon fishing last week on Keweenaw Bay, and I've gotten reports from other fishermen now as well. So I thought, well, since we're playing there Thursday, maybe we should talk to Steve today and see what's happening, if things have still been doing well for salmon on Keweenaw Bay. So here we go.
Hello, Indian Country. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. It's Adam again from the Outdoor Show. How are you this week?
Hello, Adam. Good.
I just wanted to give you a call, and got a couple of reports from your salmon fishermen. They called into the show and basically said that, they were getting some fish out in Keweenaw Bay.
Yeah, they're getting a few. They are getting a few. They're doing their, like I said before, they're doing their homework. They're looking for the cooler water. When they're finding it, they're finding some. They're not huge, but they're nice. I guess up towards South Entry has actually been getting a little bit better even than we talked last week.
Really?
Quite a bit better.
And are they still doing better?
South Entry is just up the bay, up toward... You know, up about 15 miles up the bay on the west side of the bay.
On the Berga side, then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where the Portage Waterway system comes in, right around the south entry, has been actually quite good.
And last week you said the spoons were doing better now. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it appears to. The super bait, a couple of reports this week, several reports this week, when they're putting that, you know, that bait that they put the tuna fish in, darn it, that thing is really working.
Hmm. Interesting.
Called Brad's Super Bait, and they're putting that tuna fish in, oil-packed tuna fish. Somehow or another, that thing has really, really turned fish on. They're getting lake trout on it, but they are getting salmon on it also.
What was the name of it again, Brad? Super Bait?
Yeah, it's called the Super Bait.
It's kind of the first I've heard
of
it.
Looks like a flatfish, but okay. It opens up and you put bait inside of it. So you got bait with smell and also action at the same time.
Interesting. Huh. And you're carrying them.
I'm a new method. 85% of all of the salmon derbies on the West Coast last year, what did we hear? So, I mean, it's the hot thing out there.
And you're carrying it right there at Indian Country Sports.
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. All right. Well, I'm going to see you Thursday evening.
Looks like really nice warm weather and a good night. So see you then. I will see you then.
Why don't you give the folks a plug and tell them where it's going to happen and if they, you know, have any questions or whatnot.
Thursday night on the waterfront in Launce, right at the waterfront pavilion. We're chasing steel. We'll be playing at 7 o'clock.
All right,
so
Steve.
Lots of room. Bring your lawn chairs and...
Last year was a beautiful sunset, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful sunset. We'll have a dandy now. It looks like it's going to be really nice. It's going to be sunny and warm. So it should be a good night.
We'll see you then.
See you then, Adam. Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Steve from Indian Country Sports in downtown Launce. This is the Outdoor Show on Fox 103.